Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to your April live group call. This call is also for everyone inside of Ethical Energetics Academy, so it's going to be posted in both, and this is actually going to be a very, very juicy topic. This is straight out of Ethical Energetics Academy. This one really spoke to me when I was thinking about what to chat about this week, what to dive into. This is all about energetic absorption, and we're going to move into what being an empath is like, into telepathic abilities, into the energetic laws of entrainment, how that all ties into energetic absorption. If you have any questions about this, you're going to put it inside of general discussion, make your own post, categorize it as general discussion, and hit post. And Shannon and I will be there to answer any questions you have. This is really a lot about energetic input. So that would be something that you're absorbing or you're inviting into your field, and energetic output. And both are in need of fine balance between the two, because they are directly connected to not only how much actual physical energy you have on an everyday basis, on an every monthly basis, but also what you feel, your emotional stability in a day, and your hormonal stability in a month period, and how you are able to show up while being extremely sensitive to energy. Remember, anytime I use the word emotions in this lesson, in this call, that it is all about energy in motion. That's all emotions are, okay? Energy in motion. And it's our intentional choice of how we direct that energy and choose to direct that energy. And that brings us to our first point of what this looks like and how to objectively observe it. So that is the key component here. When we understand that emotions are energy in motion, then we can say, okay, how do I objectively observe what I am experiencing right now? Because 9 times, 8 times out of 10, it is most likely not yours. Okay. That concept in itself might be like mind blowing to a lot of you, but it is 8 to 9. Or maybe you're like, no, that actually makes perfect sense. Hallelujah. And I would get that too, because however this meets you, however it resonates is exactly how it needs to resonate right now. Maybe you're moving through something that needing you to be removing yourself from that direct link of the energy that is coming in and what you're feeling. So let's move into what it looks like when energy is moving through us. And I'm going to start with energetic absorption, energetic input. So energy, all energy, is given permission by you to enter, because you're in a constant exchange with everything around you, everyone around you. You are opening yourself up to receive the energy of the exchanges that you are in. If you are friends with somebody, you're opening up to receive the energy of that person in your life, in your being, because it's in your being, in your field, and it will be thus in your life. Okay, because that's the internal and the external. Now, the interesting part about this is that this is where a lot of people start to feel, maybe I'm getting the word pressure in my head to, and maybe a little bit of fear, because really you think like, how do I manage this? How do I ensure that I'm protected and safe through experiencing my exchanges, that some of them I actually have to be in an exchange with, because I'm either working with them, or they're my neighbor, or they're family members, or they're really close friends that I can't really remove myself from their life, or it's somebody who's going through something so incredibly hard. But there are parameters and things that we can do to ensure that even though we are in these exchanges with people and places and things, that we are still able to receive just enough that it doesn't overtake and overconsume and overwhelm our emotional bodies, our nervous systems, our mind or soul, our thoughts, and the way that we feel every day, because that is really the overall encompassing of just how much that experience with somebody can really affect you. So the key step is going to be accepting that this is something that you're experiencing, that it is energetic absorption. That might be talking yourself off of a ledge a lot, because as empathic people, we naturally, and I know that if you're here, you have been through a lot of stuff. And so we can walk away by getting, you know, burned and walking through fire with certain mentalities and certain ways of thinking that create way too many bridges of just constantly having the onslaught of energies that don't really belong to us. But because we are connected to the idea that somehow it's our fault, that's always a big one, or somehow it's deserving, we're not worthy of more. There's so much stuff hidden in the subconscious in our thought that this is just something that is supposed to be happening to us. And that is where we have to really objectively observe it. And really how we do this work is showing up in a way that is knowing that it doesn't matter what you've walked through, your autonomy, your sovereignty is not up for debate or question. Okay. Ever. Especially being a highly sensitive woman with beautiful psychic powers, which are usually psychic powers that naturally bring healing to others, right? And even if we're not intending, like the students inside of EEA, to bring that work forth into the world, that the fact that we can remain sovereign and just be fueled with joy and bring healing to others, maybe not in a professional way, but just in our personal lives, maybe it's to your kids, maybe it's to your pets, maybe it's to people in your workspace, maybe it's to the trees outside, your community, your neighbors, however you choose, that this will always be one of the main things that allows you to feel sturdy and stable throughout your entire experience, however you are experiencing it. Okay. Being an empath, I'm going to start there. Empathic abilities and different kinds of empath. There are many different kinds of empaths, okay? We all have different sets of unique skills. Some of us are on the planet and we are directly transmuting, because that's what we do. Empaths are built to transmute energy. So you pull it in, it passes through you, you cleanse it, you clear it, you transform it into light, and then it's sent back out. I call empaths, you know, those when you're traveling to a different country and you need those for the electricity in the wall, they're like a transformer. That's an empath. That's what that looks like. And you are the filter. You're the thing that passes through to convert it into the energy that's needed for it to be. So other empaths are directly able to fuel into someone's energy and essentially remove it from the other people or the environment and then transmute that as well. Then they can also be doing that alongside with what's going on in the world. So the ones that are doing that in the world are the ones that are really tied to Mother Earth herself. So it's more of this global effect, and the closer they are to the part of the world that's moving through crazy tsunami or, you know, a war or something really tragic is going on, they're constantly transmuting that energy. For others, it is in just their communities, your neighbors, your condo building. That's why you'll find so many empaths just like fill their homes with plants and animals. And it's such an intuitive thing to do, because animals naturally transmute energy and so do plants. They purify the air, which purifies the energy in your home. So there's so many ways that we are already instinctively protecting ourselves. And a lot of empathic abilities were meant to absorb and transmute. But when it happens in a way where we energetically bond with the energy coming in, is when it gets tricky. And because like calls to like energy, we are often absorbing energy that's familiar to our trauma. And that's where things get confusing, you know, icky, just not fun, really. It can get confusing. It can cause stagnancy. It can cause you waking up just feeling so off. And yes, okay, astrology, there are moments like that and shifts that are in our evolution that are happening, but sometimes it really is just from other people. This just happened to me again last week. And it took me 4 or 5 days to really realize. I'm like, oh my God, that's where that came from. And even my husband was like, wow, that makes sense. Like, even I feel that. He was even starting to pick up on, you know, stuff like that. But as soon as you understand it, it's like, it just stops. The energy can now leave because I'm no longer allowing or giving it permission or thinking that it's mine. That's the difference. That's why we always go back to objectivity and neutrality to really observe and say, okay, what do I need to do to cleanse my energy field, aka energetic hygiene, and intentionally move the energy out, right? That's through walks, that's through sound. I love taking showers. I love moving my body. We all have our ways of energetically moving energy and cleansing ourselves. And then I put the necessary boundaries in place with the source of where that was coming from. 2 days later, I'm back to normal. So it is as simple as that. It doesn't have to be complicated. It's not meant to be complicated. I'm picking up on dogs a lot. I feel like someone in here is me watching this. I'm very attracted to dogs. And this is most likely the reason. So if you've been wondering if you should be around your dog more, or going to get a dog, or while you're tearing your time with dogs, this is your confirmation that that is a yes. Okay, and it will help you with the absorption impact and objectivity and neutrality and being in this practice. It'll help with your energetic input and output. Okay, let's move into telepathic abilities and communication. Everybody's telepathic. Ding, ding, gonna say it again. Everybody's telepathic. You could be like, no way, Natalie, and I'm gonna say, you come back to me in I don't know how much time, but you will be like, wow, you were so right. And I'm gonna tell you how. Okay. If you want to do more research in this yourself, just out of curiosity, because it's really fascinating to you, you can head over to stories of people that have had near-death experiences. And they will tell you that when they cross over, they talk about the exact same journey, every single one of them. One of the main things that a few of them talk about is how incredibly connected we all are. Telepathic communication and abilities is we think of somebody and then they call within a day, maybe that moment. I thought about something that someone's feeling a certain way and that they're thinking of you. And then we later find out that that's exactly what they were feeling. And you're like, oh, how did I even know that that was one of your thought processes? And it can even just be happening in social settings where you're in a group and you're like, oh, this person really loves my dress. That's just not saying it. And then that can just literally be a thought. And then later on, she's like, really love your dress. And you're like, thank you, but I already knew you did. Not that you say that out loud, maybe you do, but depends how you want to show up. But the deeper root here is that it's all in the subconscious mind. So for example, this is where they will say to keep your dreams and goals like a little hush and only speak them to people that have either already achieved what you have or will be 125,000% happy for you. There's not an ounce of jealousy, there's not an ounce of, she can't do that. And if that is nobody in your life, then tell your journal, okay? Tell your higher self, tell your dog, tell your plants. But do not go ahead and tell somebody, and here's why. Because our subconscious mind, this is all like telepathic abilities, empathic abilities, energetic absorption, all in one. Our subconscious minds pick up on these thoughts of others, okay? So, this is important. This just came in. If you are healing from a past something, trauma, relationship, and there's a story that went with it, right? This is what happened. Stop telling the story, okay? Tell it to yourself only as many times as you need to. But what you're doing is when you share that with all these people, every time they think of you, they think about that story and they make you relive it in a subconscious way. Because some of the people who have the near-death experiences would say that when somebody just thinks about you in a certain way, like you have a big dream, big goal, and then you share it with somebody and to your face, they're like, oh yeah, you go get it. But then they really truly believe, they're like, that's impossible. She's never going to make it. You literally start to think that and believe that. That's how much power you have. When you're walking by a stranger and you see a little girl who's 9 years old, and this is like what we say about children to their faces and think of them is like so wild to me, but just being a mom. But anyways, you see her. She's got beautiful hair and she's wearing a beautiful dress and she's so stunning as a 9 year old. And you say, wow, she's so beautiful. But then in the back of your mind, when you think about her, you're like, wow, she's going to get into a lot of trouble because she's so pretty. You are making her believe and sending that energy her way. And you actually have the power to make that in that person's life, which is absolutely wild when you think about it. But that is the depth of telepathic abilities and communication that we all hold and carry. So that's why it's so important. And this is energetic absorption, right? From all the angles that we don't even realize we're absorbing energy. But when you see it, you can't unsee it. When you feel it, you can't unfeel it. Because you start to see who and where it's coming from. And the best part is back to point one. When you understand the sources, and you put yourself into a space of objectivity and neutrality, then you have a way to move the energy. You can cut yourself off or change the boundary or change the exchange that you're allowing in, right? It's all about permission. And then when you change the permission of it, you change your energy field and how you feel, what you absorb. Okay. I'm debating to go into output. I'm getting the signal to talk about it right now. Now, when there's an input of bad energy, that's very depleting. When it is not always the best thoughts or the best exchanges, and we have open permission for everything. We don't have the awareness of how sensitive we are, empathetic and telepathic abilities, then we can really feel like we're drowning. And we don't even know why. We're like, why do I feel like I'm drowning? And this is a big reason. Everything is energy. This is why you feel the energetic balances that you have in your exchanges can feel like you can barely be able to have the energy to put an output in your life. So this is very important, which is a lot of the work that I do in one-on-one spaces, is uncovering all this. And instead of you doing it, I go in and put in the energetic healing programs needed, fix you all up. And then you sit there, I send you reports every week, and it's not that you're doing nothing. It's just that I'm helping you with the heavy lifting of all of this, and just to move things along a little faster. But why this is so important for, especially a woman who's trying to build their business or build something in life or build herself a new life, however that looks, this is where you unlock it, is in this, a lot of it. Because if this is your input, that this tsunami of energy always coming at you, then there's so much you're transmuting all the time, and you hardly have any reserve in the tank to put towards the outlook where you want to go, where you believe that you are meant to be, believe that is possible for you, especially when you have shared it with people and they're like, maybe. And you're like, no, like, we live in a reality, a planet, a universe of infinite possibilities, infinite realities. It's possible if you can hear it, feel it, sense that if you believe it's possible, it is. It's just making sure that the energetics are in support of that. And that's why the scales of this need to just be tipped. So you have less of this going on and way more energetic reserve to put towards that. Why? Because another energetic law is the energetic law of intention. Where thought goes, energy flows, right? Energy goes where intention flows. Okay, so that's the scales here for that. Now. Okay, now I know why I had to say that first, because my higher self and the angels being like, we're very present in this call, pretty much always, really, it's my entire life, all of our lives, really, when we really look for it, right? Because when you have less of the tsunami and more of the output and the permissions, right? Because even receiving divine communication with our higher self, our spirit team, our ancestors, the ones that we honor and like and are there for us, not that we don't like them. I don't know. I've seen very icky stuff. We can't have the permissions of who we're communicating with, right? So it even unlocks that. And it makes it a lot easier for that communication to happen when there is less of this. Okay. But unlock your, you know, your permission. You can start saying it today. Like, I invite in my divine guides, my angels, ascended masters, call on them. They are ready. And give the permission. Okay. Now, energetic law of entrainment. A lot of relationships change when this type of work is happening. And it's actually a very great sign because it means that what you're doing is working. And it's like one of the first external shifts you really see of your internal work. It can be a little painful moving through it, you know, in ways, you know, moving that energy out of our bodies, because logically we're like, yeah, but we're still moving the energy, right? The emotions are energy in motion. But what's important here is the energetic law of entrainment is if we're building anything in our life, something new, something that doesn't really exist now, again, be it professionally, be it just anything through a business, whatever it looks like and is to you, the energetic law of entrainment comes into play because the bigger energy will entrain the smaller energy. And when you start off on this journey, you are technically the smaller energy when you think about where you want to be in terms of embodiment. So intentionally place yourself around people that have already achieved or in the process of achieving where you want to be. Okay. Because with energetic law of entrainment, they will entrain your energy and you will energetically absorb their mindset. When they think of you, you share your dream with them. They're like, oh my God, yes, rooting for you. So then you start changing the energetics of what you're absorbing and they start telling you really great. Like, I believe in you, that, oh my God, that's such a beautiful vision. And oh my gosh, yes. You know, they start helping you out. And there are communities out there that exist that just genuinely want to see you win. And that changes things entirely here. Your energy starts to come back. You start opening up. You start feeling really good. You start believing. And you're like, holy moly, like, this is amazing. This is why I say that communities and groups, especially women gathering in spaces with an intention, is so powerful. It is beyond what we can even comprehend as powerful movement in our lives with whatever intention that gathering is intending to gather about. So when we have that in mind, now we actually see how much power you actually have in your hands. And use your high sensitivity to energy and your empathic abilities and your telepathic abilities to your advantage. You move energy faster than everybody else as a highly sensitive person and as an empath. So use it to your advantage, right? And it's just having the awareness and the education there to allow that to actually happen for you. It's just that we don't know. We're really teaching this, I think, in a very mainstream way. So it's hard to put all the pieces together. And I really hope that this helped. Now we went over energy of entrainment disclosure. All I want to say about that is just what I said of just being super intentional with where you're communing, what bigger energies you're around. And just understanding that if you're feeling something, if you sense something in a group setting, you're most likely picking up on something. And trust that. That's the disclosure. It's just trust. Set the permissions, set the boundaries, and trust what you're feeling. And you really can't go wrong. And if you have any questions or doubts or things you just want to run it by, Shannon and I are here to support each of you through your journeys and making sure that your wildest, most beautiful dreams come true. So that's what we're here for. That's what we believe in. And that's what we are in training into the energy of these groups. Okay. All right. You know what? I'm going to check. Shannon, do you have any questions? I want to just check a question that I think came through into the group. Do you have any?
I had a phone call today and I didn't even answer. I've gotten a lot of bad news, hard news, bad energy from this person for about a decade now. And so I immediately go into basically fight or flight. And not only am I physically reacting, heart palpitating, armpits sweaty, there's a narrative that's immediately like, oh, what bad thing is this person about to tell me? And I really had to take a moment to regulate and ground myself and shift the narrative. And I know that everybody in this space and membership and academy who is sensitive, who are still in that practice and will forever be in the practice of protecting ourselves energetically. So many of us become increasingly sensitive after we go through harder and harder things. In a moment like that, if somebody's getting a phone call, somebody's showing up at their house unexpectedly or whatever it is, even if it's like a boss, in those first few minutes or next few hours, some energetic regulation, protection that you recommend?
You're saying, especially if it's unexpected, I would almost immediately, when you see the knock at the door or the person on the phone, the name come up and your spidey senses are tingling and you're sort of like, oh, okay, this is going to be something that is going to be hard on my nervous system to receive. If you absolutely must take the call or answer the door, I would immediately in that moment affirm, you can say it out loud to yourself or just in your head. I think out loud is really powerful. Just say, I do not give permission for anything that occurs on this phone call or, you know, on my doorstep to enter this house, to enter my space, to enter my field. Do not give it permission. Do not allow it in. And take a deep breath and you breathe out. Say, I am neutral. I am observing what is happening. And then
it sounds so simple, but I do have to remember that before we have these practices consistently in our lives, a lot of us are walking around like open doors, sponges, taking everything in. The energy center is just like a flower that's open and we have to close that petal and be like, there's a boundary of light around me that this is going to bounce off of.
I really do
believe that setting that intention affects how it comes into like our electromagnetic field.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know if you have an object. I would say something alive. So if it's an animal, I would go pick up the animal in your arm or go sit by it if you're on the phone and just have your left hand. Your left hand is your receiving hand for energy, right is giving. So you could just place your hand on that, or even a plant, like just hold, like put your fingers in the dirt. I don't care if it looks weird, you know, but just really, or hold the leaf and just pretend you're playing with it. If it's like in person, the person's at the door, or just walk out of your home. This is very important. If it's at the door, walk them to the edge of the street, not in your home. Right? My EEA students know this, right? In the home healing lesson we have, everything that comes through that front door is entering your personal energy field. You have over and all the things that really truly matters. So you would answer the door, you would step out, you would shut the door behind you, and you would walk them to like the sidewalk, around the block. Let's go for a walk and talk. Like, you're in control of how that energy is moving and entering, right? So, and then you're outside or you're nearby or whatever it is. Even if it has to be on your porch, that's much better than in your home. And then you have a tree out there. Put your left hand on the tree and just have the conversation. Like, you know, so you're being anchored into something and protecting yourself. And then a lot of water after. Lemon water would be great. Really, really intense. I would do. Or just like barefoot outside by a tree. Tell it what you need. It's going to be more than happy to help you. Sounds so woo-woo, but honestly, this stuff works.
It tells our inner child that there's an adult in the room caring for us and that we are protecting both our inner child, our energetic space, our body. I'm at this place of leaning into the divine timing and divine protection more and more, so that even if I do answer that phone call, even if I do answer the door and it is bad news or just hard, challenging energy, whatever, that I can also handle that, that I can work through it. We all can. There's something bigger. There's something more powerful in our life than this challenging person.
Yes. Yeah. I love that. I love that viewpoint and sharing that, because a lot of how this gets so overwhelming for our nervous system, you know, the phone call comes in with the person's name or the person shows up at the door, like it really just opens up so much in the subconscious into all the energetic, emotional imprinting of the inner child that was not safe, that did have all her permissions open and the floodgates, and she just didn't even know what was happening. No one's explaining it. When we were younger, like no one's giving us our own autonomy and sovereignty. She's just with my client. She's doing energy healing with me. She's a student inside of EEA, and she booked in some one-on-one support calls with me that I offer in bundled packages for just deeper support. And also if they need energetic healing work in the background to just remove or close up or anything. So we were doing something that was a portal open in her life that was really sucking her finances out of her life. It was quite intense. And we were working on closing that. And one of the things that we saw, that we recognized, that it was really all the way at the root of this, was in her childhood, how that all came out. And she had a moment that she, and we walked through it and did all the energetic healing around this moment, but where she just said, I can't hold my boundaries anymore because of everything that she was moving through. So she said, just take it, like take my light, take my energy, like, you know, she just allowed everything in, and everything's great now. So we're still in the healing process and moving through things through her energetic work. But it was amazing seeing just how far deep things really go. So So thank you for sharing that, because it can be such a very reactivating, re-triggering moment. And we don't even know why. We're like, it's just a phone call, right? Logically, but there's so much energetics behind it. So that was a great point. Thank you, Shen. And there are adults in the room. And I really do feel this is such a beautiful awareness to have, to encompass, to embody. It's so helpful. Helped me, saved me in so many ways, so many times.
The more time we spend in spaces like this and communities like this, because you were talking about, you know, the energy that we're taking on from people, and you know, somebody can really love you, but they just have different self-limiting beliefs as you're expanding. And, you know, we can oftentimes feel it or feel the effects of sharing a dream and a goal. And even if they say, oh, that's, you know, that's good, you can feel that they are like, that's not realistic. This is something I work through all the time. All of us learn who the people are in our lives that are draining, that are not uplifting, that are challenging, that we're constantly having to over-explain ourselves to or explain how we want to be treated. A lot of romantic relationships and family of origin relationships. And your work really helps me recognize, if I'm going to achieve the goals that I want to achieve in life, this person energetically is going to continue to block new opportunities from coming in.
Yeah. That's also another brilliant point, because it does, you can see it just in everything we talked about. It's so very true, possible. A lot of my journey was that, and it like overcoming that, which is why, just so much of a reason why I'm so passionate. I love teaching this and everything that I build and continue to build. And when we see it, that's why I say you can't, see it once you see it. This is why I talk a lot about grief, is because when you do see it, and then you're like, oh my gosh, if I do actually want that life, there are some things, a lot of stuff that needs to change, a lot of boundaries to put up. And if the boundaries that you're being put up are constantly trying to be broken down by others, eventually we have to put up an even stronger one. This is really the path of a lot of this is spiritual entrepreneurship. A lot of this is just living your soul-led life and protecting your energy and the path of feminine leadership in the world, soul-led leaders. This is so much of the unseen work that is happening behind the scenes, but happening, really, truly happening. So especially when you see someone with, like, oh my gosh, overnight success, like, no, like, there was so much of this, be it they use different wording or different methods or different modalities, but this is a lot of what's going on behind the scenes. It's so powerful. This feels like it's coming to a close. So thank you for being here, for journeying with myself and Shannon, and absorbing all of this energy. Always take what resonates and leave what doesn't. You have permission of what you want to have in, and what sticks, what resonates, and what simply does not. So always have your own autonomy and sovereignty intact. I will never claim something as absolute truth, because we practice ethical energetics up in here. So again, take what you will, what resonates, and if you have any questions, please let us know. And thank you so much for being here. Thank you, Shannon.